Welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Good to have you in on this Tuesday. Nick Braden, D-Mace, and Chase. You hear the music. It's time for our weekly hit with the great Floyd Reese, who joins us right now. Floyd, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
We are doing excellent. Maybe not as good as the Titans, maybe not as good as Mike Vrabel, but doing well. What was your takeaway from the standpoint of, we just played last segment, Mike Vrabel talking about this team handling prosperity, handling success. It didn't go so well the first time around when they started off 3-1. What makes you think it'll be different? And really, how much of that is on the head coach, Mike Vrabel?
Well, I mean, a lot's on Mike. I thought that Kevin Byard came out yesterday with a statement along the lines of, hey, we went through this before. You know, we beat Philly feeling good about ourselves, then we lose three straight. So let's go ahead and learn from that. And I think that's probably the attitude they have to take. I mean, let's face it, they're at a point now where all these games are critical. I mean, they're in a great position considering where they were a couple weeks ago. I mean, they actually control their own destiny, and they can determine how this thing works out just depending on how they play. And if they play the way they played Sunday, then I think they're going to have a chance. If they play, you know, like they did versus Buffalo, then they'll be at home with the rest of us.
Hey, Floyd, I have a two-part question for you. One has to do with Deion Lewis and his comments after the game. How do you, as a GM, how do you approach that? Do you talk with the coach to tell him, hey, listen, you need to bring this guy in, talk with them, let them know this is a culture we're trying to build. We don't disrespect our opponents because we might have to end up facing them in the playoffs. And then two, are you surprised, pleasantly surprised with how the Tennessee Titans offense is starting to click these last three games?
You know, I really am surprised, and I'm really pleasantly surprised. I mean, they have looked like, and you would know this better than anybody, but they look like an NFL offense. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the ball's coming out of Marcus's hand. He's putting it on the receivers. They're catching the ball better. They're involving more of the receivers and even, you know, the Jonnu Smiths and the Firkshires and guys like that. So it's diversifying a little bit. Marcus looks much more comfortable to me. I don't know if he's feeling that much better about the receivers or he's just saying the heck with it and letting it go, you know. As far as Lewis, I'm like you. I didn't really like the comments. That being said, they could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he could have really jumped out and said something silly. And he didn't, and I didn't like it. And, you know, I'm going to imagine that it'll play itself out. I'm sure Michael mentioned to him something about, hey, you know, let's enjoy what we have and keep it in the locker room here. And you know what? The environment he came from, he should know that better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because at New England, you just don't do or say those things. I'm sure he was caught up in the moment. I'm sure he was thrilled. I think it was... you know, he thought maybe it was going to be a little bit funny and, you know, so I didn't think it was really hurtful or anything. That being said, we all know that, you know, if they play again, that will certainly be brought up.
Floyd, Marcus looks healthier. The offense looks more imaginative and creative and sort of what we thought it was going to be when we hired, when Matt LaFleur was hired. Jonnu Smith is rounding into form. The receivers are playing better over these last three games. All of the stuff that we thought we were going to see, we're starting to see. What about the last three, in particular the last two games, have you seen that tells you that it's not just a flash, that it's that this is what this offense could look like moving forward? What is it that you pull out of those three games and say, this tells me it's for real?
You know, I think, and we're only talking, you know, two and a half or three games, but we're seeing some consistency in the things that we saw in the beginning. You know, we're seeing Marcus throw the ball with much more confidence. The receivers are catching the ball better than they have, you know, for the last couple of years. I think just everybody is starting to round into form. And the truth is, we don't know how long this will last or if it will last. If we're going to compete, if we're going to do all the things that we want to do and that they want to do, then it will have to continue. You know, we'll have to see this through the rest of the the rest of the year. And all that's great, but I mean, if the defense can continue to play the way that they played, you know, holding New England at 10 points, I mean, that's going to give you, that alone will give you a chance in most every game.
Floyd, pretty simple question for you here. Are the Titans a good team, or are they just a prime example of the NFL being a week-to-week league?
You know, it's that. I mean, we all know it's a week-to-week league, and I said from the beginning, you know, every team, or not every team, but the vast majority of teams in the league are 8-8. And you go through a season, and there's going to be one or two games or one or two plays here or there that makes you 10-6 or 6-10. And I think we're seeing that. You know, we've experienced not being able to make those plays and going on a, you know, couple of week losing streak. And we've seen being able to make those plays and beating, you know, last year's two best teams. So I think we're kind of experiencing it all. And the determining factor, the thing that's going to change it all is if they can get to a point where they say, okay, this is the team we want to be. The team we saw Sunday, we're going to be for the rest of the year. And that's one of those things I think that, you know, comes from the locker room and from the coaches and, you know, just continue. I thought the coordinators really, really called a great game. I thought they were, you know, they were in it. They understood it. The players understood the game plan. The players went out to execute the game plan. I thought all that was a giant positive. And you know, we're going to need that for seven more weeks.
Floyd, final question for me. When you look at this division right now, everybody's on a streak. Houston has won 6 in a row. The Colts have won 3 in a row. We've won 2 in a row. And the Jaguars have lost 5 in a row. When you look at this division, is the only way into the playoffs by winning the division? Or do you see a wild card coming out of this division at this point?
You know, I think, and again, this is one of those week-to-week things. You know, 2 weeks ago I would have said there's no wild card coming out of this division. I think now you look at the Titans, and the Titans may have a chance, or somebody may have a chance of being a wild card team coming out. I think we're like seventh in the playoff run, mm-hmm. You know, behind Cincinnati, and we have the same record, but, you know, they want more AFC team games or whatever the case may be. So you look at that and you think, okay, you know, you're back in the hunt. You have life. And that's why I say, you know, the rest of this year, the Titans will determine where the Titans end up. And I think they have, you know, we've struggled to beat Indy, but if you can beat New England, you can beat Indy. And we've struggled to beat, you know, some of these other teams. But, you know, if we can get through Indy and get through Houston and maybe get to the point in our schedule where we have a couple of home games in a row, I mean, there's no telling.
Floyd, good stuff as always. We appreciate the time. We'll be listening today at 2 o'clock.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Floyd Reese joining us, as he always does, here on Morning Drive. All right, when we come back, I want to get your guys' thoughts on that, because Floyd had an interesting answer, and I believe, if I'm quoting him correctly, he says, no, the Titans, they're not necessarily a good team right now. They're just a team, they're a microcosm of the league being week to week. Let's get into that on the other side, just how good this team is, or if they're a prime example of the way the NFL is set up. That's coming up next here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.